We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Back here on Sports Talk, big news for the Bayou Bengals. LSU football landing edge rusher Trenton Henderson, four-star recruit on the 24/7 Sports composite for the 2026 class. Seeing that he told CBS Sports why he decided to choose the Bayou Bengals, says everything added up and it checked every box. So an opportunity to, you know, fit in right away with this LSU squad, definitely interested in him.
Yeah, Blake Baker making some moves here, Steve. It's definitely exciting to hear.
Going to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk in text line. Jimmy and Gretna is going to sound off about the Pelicans. How you doing? Staying cool on this hot day, Jimmy?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, look, we're about to get out the car, me and the kids. We're about to go buy some fireworks, man. Look, the best investment a father can make is in roadside fireworks. I've always believed that. And here we are. We're going to go spend hundreds of dollars on this stuff and just burn it all up, basically.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Look, hope you guys can come out to the Uncle Sam Jam tomorrow night. It's a free concert. Your buddy Scoot from WWL from the earlier show, I think he's going to be there. He's usually there every year. But look for me. I'm not sure what Pelicans jersey I'm going to wear. You guys help me out here. You know, I got my Carlo Mackovich jersey. If Misi gets traded, you got to bump him up. But then what? We just got the loony kid from Golden State. You could say what you want about Joe Dumars. You know, but he's making moves. Now the question is, all right, so we traded, and correct me if I'm wrong here, guys, we traded our first round pick for next year.
Correct.
For Deontay Murray. Didn't we lose a first round pick for the Murray trade?
Yeah, the Murray trade.
That'd be a first round.
Yeah, that was David Griffin. That wasn't Joe Dumars. That was a whole different trade package.
I understand, but the Pelicans franchise is on the hook for the Murray traded first rounder, and that's in 2026, correct? In 2027 is the Derrick Queen trade.
Lakers pick, I think, it was part of that pick that was sent out to Atlanta back in the DeJounte Murray trade. That was last offseason. As far as the Pelicans' own pick, which was the pick swap with Milwaukee, that was what was sent to Atlanta as part of the Derrick Queen trade moving up from pick 23. Yeah, unprotected to move up from 23.
Unprotected, right, Charlie? So essentially either this Derrick Queen kid works out tremendously or we are in the lotto again and we don't have that pick. So I think a lot of the guys we have now, it's a young roster. I think they're really invested in the front court. Look, Charlie, you and me, we have our different opinion on Zion. I just don't think, like you guys say, people talk about trading Misi. You're not going to get it. Everybody lowballs you. You're not going to get anything. I hope Dumars and Zion can make this work because without Zion, it's a long, long road. And I know he hasn't been available, but look, I hope Murray can come back. And again, everyone who's a Pelicans fan listen to this, I know we're a long way away from the NBA. Go listen to what Deontay Murray said about the Pelicans organization. Now, he said some things that some fans, and I'm sure Gail Benson and them, didn't like.
Oh, yeah, Joe Dumars addressed that for sure.
Yeah, and I'm glad he said it. It got Joe Dumars' attention. It got Gail Benson's attention that as a player, the organization isn't doing everything that's needed for the players that are coming in, that are here, and keeping them happy and ready to play. You know, look at all the injuries we had, guys, Steve and Charlie. It's just, I mean, the Saints deal with it too, the medical staff, this and that. But, man, at the end of this year, it seemed like we had five or six guys off the streets who are playing a lot of minutes. And I think it just goes to show you that, you know, either there's a culture issue or a medical staff issue. And, again, I double down on this. I think what Murray said is great. It's going to force some, you know, retribution on some level within the front office and get things straight. So I want to get your take on that.
Yeah, to me, you know, we heard Joe Dumars address that. I think it was before draft night, Charlie, that he mentioned the fact that speaking, or was it draft night, that he spoke with DeJounte Murray.
It was night one of the draft, Steve.
Yeah.
It was the first chance that the media had to speak with Dumars since those comments were made. And Joe said that he had reached out to DeJounte and that everything was all good and that.
Right. Well, there's something out there. He was like, I want to address it head on and squash it.
Exactly. Figure out, you know, what can I do?
And talk to the medical staff and trainers too as well.
What can I do? What can we do to figure out this, what went wrong and everything like that? So I'm not really worried about it. It's good that it's out there. And DeJounte was able to speak on that podcast. I forgot the name of it. Outside of that, your point about the front court, Misi and everything like that, you see kind of some the building blocks of a good front court for not just this season, but for the future as well, with Misi, with Kevon Looney, with Derek Queen. I like it a lot, especially when you consider last year, Steve, the entire offseason we spent saying, oh, the Pelican center spot is going to be a big question mark. It's, you know, and in the Western Conference, when we talked with Mark Cook about this, Steve, that you need to have multiple bigs and be able to play with multiple bigs. And you have Misi, you have Queen, you have Maković as well, if you want to throw it into the mix, and you have Kevon Looney. You have an interesting little front court that's starting to build up here, and you know, Joe Dumars has done a good job of getting that together.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.